I just want to say, there's the egg formed. That's at the beginning, and they call it conception day.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
The egg and the sperm.
They get sealed. Okay, they get sealed. And so that's the beginning.
The egg isn't the beginning. The egg's only half.
Yeah, and the sperm. When they come together, they are sealed. I was explaining this last week.
Yes.
That's the beginning. That's when the non-physical enters the human form.
That is correct.
And then in the first breath of birth is when the soul is formed. Okay.
No, that's when the soul is applied.
Ion said, when the egg meets the sperm and they're sealed, that's the beginning of life, or the non-physical activating the physical.
No, that's when non-physical attaches to that individual being, which makes it separate than the mother.
It attaches to the individual being, which is the sealed egg.
That's correct, because once that egg is fertilized, it makes a barrier. It stops any other sperm from penetrating it, and then that's when cellular structure starts dividing.
So it starts dividing. Is it non-physical attached to the egg sperm sealed thing before it starts dividing?
No. The second the cell divides one time,
mm-hmm.
once there is that division, the duality, then you got non-physical.
Attaching.
Is.
You almost in the chicken and egg thing, the physical creates the non-physical? Can you say that?
Yes.
Yeah, the physical
can. But then what is this business of the soul being applied? Is that something else?
The soul is completely separate from non-physical. And when they smack the baby on the ass, do they do that anymore? When they used to smack the baby on the ass, and that first breath, which is actually that screaming shrill of a cry, that's the same sound the banshees make from the quietly, recently undead.
When the baby takes their first breath?
That's the soul, is it?
When they cry out and then they take a breath in, the first time they cry out and then they take a breath in, that's when there's a soul. This is interesting because you remember blue babies. They never take that breath. Stillbirths. And even, Carolyn, Bob won't have a clue what this is, but you will.
Mm-hmm.
Molar pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember molar pregnancies?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're almost an anomaly anymore.
None of that has a soul.
Because a molar pregnancy can't breathe.
The baby comes out, and it's not crying. You smack it. It expels air and cries,
yes.
Then breathes
yes.
in.
And you get a soul.
The breathing in.
It sucks in a soul, almost.
And the cry out is the call for the soul. Now, sometimes babies are born and they don't cry. Maybe they have a problem or, you know, weirdness in the thing. And what happens to them? They go into the PICU. PICU. Pediatric ICU. And they get in a cage and they stay there until they do.
An oxygen cage or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a protective barrier. I mean, it's amazing.
And they haven't breathed? This is what we're talking about?
They haven't cried.
They haven't cried.
Mm-hmm.
Are they breathing?
Yeah, but they haven't cried.
Okay, so the baby
breathing
comes.
Has nothing to do with soul. Crying has to do with the soul.
And when the person dies or the undead dies, the banshee screams? Is that what?
Oh, yeah.
Who are the undead?
Vampires, werewolves.
Oh, yeah, when they die.
Penumbras.
But vampires can't die, correct?
Yes. Neither can soulless babies.
Soulless babies can't die. So, nope. So you said the vampire, though, when the vampire does die, even though they don't die, that's what you've said so far.
When they become a vampire, when they're a living human person in the physical, and they become a vampire, that's what they call a vampire death, is when they begin.
And they scream?
No, the banshees scream. The banshees aren't vampires.
Where are the banshees?
All around.
And they scream, but we don't hear it. But we could.
But you're not dead.
So the banshees scream when someone becomes a vampire?
Yes.
Is that similar to the baby screaming at the